It all started with a picture. A few years ago, a coworker of mine straddled two parking spots while parking a compact car. I watched them do it, look around to see if anyone noticed, and then walk into the building where we worked. I was sitting in my car listening to the morning DJs talk about the start of our huge station promotion, and I was monitoring to make sure they explained it correctly. You see, I run radio stations for a living, and it's my job to make sure the talent on the radio station do and say the right things. It's like babysitting extremely talented and temperamental babies, who usually drink a lot. After they were done talking and started to play the commercial break, I gathered my phone and bag and headed towards the door to the building. As I passed the terribly parked car, I decided to stop and take a picture. I wanted to expose my coworker on Facebook and have others join in my jeering of that terrible parking job. A part of me just wanted to poke fun at them, but the more I thought about the bad parking job, the more I realized that this poor parking job was an extension of something bigger. A sense of entitlement and a slight disregard for others, coupled with plain old laziness. I posted the picture and tagged the coworker in the photo. My comment consisted of only two words, try and harder. This book is about doing just that. It's about taking a moment to stop and do the right thing, to try a little harder in life, and to be aware of the people and the world around you, to do right by others and make the additional effort to improve not just your situation, but theirs as well. I didn't know it then, but the picture and the post changed my life and perspective. I hope that these chapters may possibly change yours as well and encourage you to try harder. Truth be told, it's not an easy thing to put your heart on your sleeve a couple times a month and share thoughts and feelings with the world, or at least to those who have the time to click the link to the blogs I post. I don't always share intimate feelings or deep dark secrets, but the act of sharing your perspective or beliefs with the world can be terrifying to some. Putting your ideas out there can be challenging. I do take the time to write and rewrite some of my opinions and thoughts, but not for the reason of worrying about offending people that read my entries. My rewrites are done to make sure that the reader understands the true meaning behind the words. Also because my grammar sucks and I do my best to clean up as many mistakes as my state college education allows. One day, I hope to make it big so I can pay someone to make me look smarter. Authors and journalists have editors. I have spell check. I do and I don't care what people have to say about the things I write and say. I do care because I want to make an impact in your life or plant a seed to encourage you to think or respond in a certain way. Hashtag try harder. I don't care if I offend, anger, or make your eyes roll because you think differently. It's your choice to read these chapters.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?